Protesters repeatedly interrupted the hearing and a number were ejected. City council members lined up to take pokes at the $3 billion in incentives Amazon is getting, what it's doing for the community, and the city's agreeing to ditch its normal land use review. Economic Development Corporation President James Patchett got a grilling from Speaker Corey Johnson.
You didn't answer the question. What's the threshold when local land use review should be overrided?
What?
How does the city determine what that threshold is? When do we decide that we avoid ULURP and we go outside of public review?
Well, my response to that is what I said. In this case, we were trying to create 25,000 jobs and do the best deal we could for.
But what if we were going to create 8,000 jobs? Mm-hmm.
So again, when the city and state are working.
Is 25,000 jobs a threshold?
I believe the outcomes that we've seen in other examples like Brooklyn Bridge Park and Times Square certainly warranted.
And Councilmember Jimmy Van Bramer said those who agreed to this deal should absolutely be ashamed. He characterized what Amazon has promised the community as crumbs from the table. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.